Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We're always interested in your thoughts. Drop us a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com with your suggestions and comments. Let us know what's going on where you are. From the Arts Desk, Muncie Civic Theater's finishing up the story of the true treasure Friday and Saturday, May 8th and 9th. The Cemetery Club is June 15th to 13th, Wizard of Oz, June 12th to the 27th. Anderson Symphony Orchestra presents A Little Night Music with MG5, Jazz and Blues on June 25th, details at andersonsymphony.org. At Cornerstone Center for the Arts in Muncie, summer classes begin June 8th for youth, family, and adults in visual arts, dance, fitness, and other areas. Their summer Pints and Paints workshops are also continuing. Marion Civic Theater presents On Golden Pond, a comedy by Ernst Thompson, directed by Lewis Suttles, June 5th through the 14th. Also on the calendar for May 15th, After Hours at Minnetrista, Hoosiers and Hops. On May 16th, Glass Workshop, Bead Making at Minnetrista. Also May 16th at the Honeywell Center in Wabash, the Celtic Tenors. May 17th at the Honeywell Center, Tuxedo Junction, Big Band Concert and Dance. May 16th, the Texas Tenors at Civic Hall Performing Arts Center in Richmond. Finally, IPR's Evening at the Vineyards is June 5th at the Horizon Convention Center in Muncie. Register online at indianapublicradio.org or call 800-646-1812. That's a look from the Arts and Entertainment Desk. Listen for updates here at Indiana Public Radio. And finally, a note for the student veterans. The city of Muncie has developed a program for veterans during the summer when they are not enrolled in classes and not receiving benefits. The Muncie Veterans Program helps fill that gap by letting veterans help out with community projects. In return, they receive a check for the amount equivalent to the GI Bill housing stipend. The link for this application is on the City of Muncie webpage. Exit 259 on Interstate I-69 near Gas City and Fairmount is a lot like other stops along the interstate. There's a Cracker Barrel, a Starbucks, a Best Western, a Hardee's. But there's something else here, an attraction that draws people from nearby Taylor University, from Indiana Wesleyan up the road in Marion, from Muncie, Fort Wayne, and Indianapolis. Welcome to Payne's Restaurant, started by Stephen Payne, who came here from England. The atmosphere is eclectic, free-spirited, but serious about food. The food is excellent. The decor, well, that's the eclectic part, thanks to Stephen's wife, Jenny. They have four children, and Jenny was running the place the night I stopped by for fish and chips. The thing everybody asks is, how did a place like this get here?
It was entirely Stephen's idea. He was living in LA and he wanted to invest in something, so he thought he would start a restaurant. And he has a background. His mother is a fantastic cook. And when his father retired, his mother opened a hotel in England that has food with it. And she made all the food, and so Stephen helped with that. But his mother's fantastic cook. So a lot of these recipes, not all of them, a lot of these recipes are recreating things from his childhood that he loved and his mother made, and he shares recipes with his mother, and they're always sending emails back and forth with recipes and beautiful things. Yeah.
You know, I had the fish and chips. It was the fish supposed to look like Moby Dick, or I mean,
it was on purpose.
A whale.
It's the whole piece. I mean, that's how you would get it in England, in Scotland, in wherever, you know, in the UK. He went there. He spent 3 weeks. We ate an enormous amount of fried food, and we've waited 10 years to fry anything in Payne's, but this is what he wanted to do, and he wanted to recreate again those flavors from his childhood. And so we probably won't fry anything else, but he sits back there and peels the potatoes and cuts the potatoes and gets the fish delivered and batters it up and puts it in, and it's, you know, he studied it to get it the way he had when he was a child.
That's a good batter.
It's really good, and it's really...
I couldn't identify that flavor. What was it?
Secret recipe. I can't.
It's a secret, of course. Yeah. What am I saying? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's right.
I can't tell you.
I take
we
that back.
We flew overseas to get that secret.
Really awesome. So the whole place, the whole interior, is this you? Is this your eclectic design?
I do the interior. Now, Stephen, on occasion, like you see the stars and behind me in the background, that was his idea. Too many documentaries about space, I think.
What did this place used to be? How did you find it? How did all this
Stephen
happen?
Built this. Stephen had it built. Yeah, this was his idea and his brainchild. He designed the inside, which used to seem huge to us, but really need double the space. But the patio is great. The patio, when it opens up, is double the capacity of Payne. So, and the patio is fantastic. So,
how long ago did you guys open up?
May 15th is our 10-year anniversary. So almost 10 years ago. So the, yeah.
Tell me what that was like starting this. This seems like an unlikely place.
It is an unlikely place. It was James Dean. Stephen's childhood idol was Muhammad Ali. And so when he was traveling through here, he told a friend he was coming to the Midwest to visit Muhammad Ali's birthplace, which I think is Louisville. Or they said, well, if you're going to go there, you should go by and see where James Dean is from. So he went to Fairmount, met the guys at the gallery, the James Dean Gallery, and then just loved this area. He loves this area. I'm from here, so it was convenient to have someone who loves the area. Yeah, you don't find those all the time, but he just did. He loved the area, and he wanted to put his money here, and he put his heart and soul here.
For people who've not been to the Gas City exit, tell me about where we are
here. Yeah, well, it's so funny because you drive around the country and there's not many family-owned businesses on the interstate. But I tell you, everybody loves it, and there should be. I think it's an area people should think about to start a business, because you are competing with Starbucks that can put billboards all down the interstate, and you know, Burger King and McDonald's and all the heavy hitters. But when people find you, they're so happy. And especially when you have a good product and a good environment, they're so happy to have something different. And then that energy, it just spreads. It just does. Spreads.
You're a favorite haunt for people from Indiana Wesleyan, Taylor.
Yeah.
The locals love you.
Yeah, they've been really great to us. It's directly from the beginning. I mean, they supported us. They got what we were trying to do. I think because a lot of the students are from bigger cities and kind of understood. So they really were the backbone of it in the beginning. And now it's bigger cities. We get Muncie, we get Fort Wayne, we get Indianapolis. We get people that travel a long distance to come here. And that makes us feel really good, like we're doing something that we wanted to do. You know, we wanted to do that. So not just for the locals, but for everybody.
How would you describe it if I was telling some friends?
I think when you come here, you really can't expect anything but difference. Everything is different. Everything from a grilled cheese and tomato soup is not going to look like you think it's going to look. The inside is not going to look like you think it's going to look. The food presentation, we think about every tiny detail of Payne's, down to the servers that we have, the way the inside looks, the way the outside looks, the way the food looks when it comes out on a plate. Everything is important to us. It's a whole package.
That's Jenny Payne, who runs Payne's Restaurant at the I-69 exit for Gas City and Upland. As they say, it's right behind the Cracker Barrel. But one taste of the food, a look at the hip decor and art-covered walls, and you're a long way from the usual interstate exit place.
Sleep all night in your soul kitchen.
Indiana Weekend, real radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line. Let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com.
On the wall behind you is some kind of sconce with a little deer on it.
Yeah, that's my little deer I found. I just liked him, so he like lives here now.
He lives on the wall next to the vast mural.
In the galaxy. The deer lives in the galaxy. We all live in the galaxy.
So you grew up around here? Around here meaning in Gas City or Fairmount?
I graduated from Marion High School, yeah, and I moved away. I've lived all over the world. I lived in London. I lived in Australia. And Stephen is from England, so we had a common connection, I think, when I came home and met him here.
Were you in the food business or?
No, I was not. I did interior design. Yeah, and I've always been a designer, kind of an artist. So we change panes on the inside probably every year, sometimes every month. It just depends on how much time we have. We have four little boys, so we have that as well. That keeps us pretty busy.
Tell me about the menu.
Well, the menu is, I'd say, again, things from Stephen's childhood. A lot of the soups, the Scots used a lot of soups because they would use everything. You know, in England, they were on rations into the late 50s, so they used every single thing to make food. And I think that, and I probably would get it right, Stephen would tell me better, about the fish and chips. That's where the fish and chips came from. They were on rations, but they could get fish and they could get potatoes. And I think that's where that comes from. I may be wrong, but somebody else may have...
Go with that.
Yeah, somebody more historical has a better take on that. But the menu goes, we have pork chops cut from local pigs. We get our beef, any beef that we use, we get from a local farm in Blackford County. They process it for it. They bring it to us. It's grass-fed beef. We have local growers we use. We try and use as much local as we can. We also have a garden. We have a wonderful gardener, Mike Kolarski, who runs the garden out there. So if we have anything in season, he brings it in. Stephen makes a soup out of it. We serve it, and we tell people it came out of our garden. And people love that.
Somewhere out there in Marion or Blackford County, there's a young girl who, like you, is going, I want to travel the world.
Yes.
And they want to see the world and everything. What would you tell that your younger self? You know, hey, you're going to see the world, but there's something here. There's something to come back to.
Yeah, you go out. I tell everyone, you must leave. You need to leave. You need to go out. You need to experience life. Figure out who you are and what you love, and you come home and you bring it home and you just add it to the place. I don't think I'm trying to change the place. I don't think Stephen, my husband, is trying to change the place. We're not trying to change anything. We're just doing what we need to do, adding into the community. And we always thought if people love it, then they'll come. If they don't, then we'll go out of business. But we weren't going to do anything that wasn't true to who we are and our experiences and the way we feel about life and everything. And lucky for us, people, I think, understood. And, you know, we've done a good job. I mean, we haven't been perfect the whole time, but we have strive to be the best we can possibly be and get a really, really good product into the area.
Well, you've been in business for 10 years,
yeah.
And so many restaurants fail very early on. How did you do it?
Well, look, we know. We've watched a lot of restaurants go under. It is very, very tough. And I don't know. I'd like to think that it's because we were here. We always had our family here. We were always here. We made the connections. We didn't just open the doors and hope people came in and bought the product and took it out. We made connections with people. We still are making connections with people. Stephen is a very loving person, and he takes in a lot of, you know, high school kids that may not have a skill, and he teaches them how to cook. These things are important in a community. We're a part of our community. We're not just opening a business and expecting something will happen. We are just a part of the community. So,
what do you think you realize about a place like this as home when you go and see other places? You come back. What was it that when you came back, you go, oh, you know, this is what I like?
I don't think that it was that cerebral in the beginning. I really think it was during the time, you know, we started off as coffee and frozen custard. And it was during the kind of coffee shop phase, you know, Starbucks were popping up everywhere. They were very popular. But the thing I'm most proud of is the way it turned out and the way that we manifested it into something that was a part of us and a part of the community. And I think that's what happened. Honestly, it wasn't so thought out, like, we're going to do this. It just happened this way. And a lot of it is economics. We couldn't pay the bills by being coffee and custard, you know. And then Starbucks moves in next to you. And Stephen loves to cook. And I don't even know if he knew how much he loved to cook until we open this place.
Jenny Payne, owner of Payne's Restaurant with her husband, Stephen Payne. I'd been hearing about this place at the I-69 Gas City exit for months. It's not your usual interstate rest stop. The night I arrived, just stopped by because I was in the area, Jenny was on the patio setting up a record player. Lots of restaurants offer music. This is the only one I've been to where customers are encouraged to bring their own records.
I met a woman when she was employed behind the counter at the Route 60 Bob's Big Boy. Fried chicken on the front seat, she's sitting in my lap. We're popping our fingers on a Texaco road map.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
You must have repeat customers, regulars, and people who come from all over the place.
We have, I mean, if you sit in here, you can almost do a radio show on sitting and listening to the people. And every now and again, if I'm not here for a while and I come back in, I'm rejuvenated by the people saying, oh my gosh, this is like an oasis in the middle of nowhere. And why are you here? That's what we get a lot of. Why are we here? Because it's a great place to be. We have four children. The schools are great. We love it here. And honestly, we could be anywhere. We could have this anywhere, and we would work as hard as we do. So it doesn't matter. But Upland's a pretty tiny little town, but it's an awesome town. We love it. I mean, we've been here 10 years, and business is great.
If you have something like this, you're here, right?
Oh my gosh. I mean, in the early days, you know, we have four children. There for a while, people were saying, every time we see you, you're pregnant. And, you know, the things we had to do when you start a business, you are the one working all the time. And now we have 28 employees. I'm about to hire some new people. That's a lot of people. It used to be just Stephen and I and maybe a few people. Ryan in the kitchen, he's a musician. He's worked for us almost the whole time we've been open. So 10 years on and off. He's been great. We have a lot of artists and musicians who have degrees. They're wonderful employees that we have. But, you know, this is a good job. We let them have their own life, and they can pursue the things they love in life. And they work very hard for us, and they stay with us for a long time because we allow them to be who they are.
Give me an example of how that plays out.
Like Ryan, for example, I'll keep talking about him. If he wants to go on tour, he goes out on tour for a month and he comes back and we give him his job back and it's fine. You know, we know that. Again, we have people working for us who might not have a skill otherwise and might not have a place. You know, we don't shirk, you know, interactions with human beings. If someone comes and they need a job, we're going to try and fit them in here the best we can. We wish we could employ everyone because I think it's a great place to work.
You know, there used to be these people in America that were called hippies.
I've been called hippie a few times, if that's what you're insinuating.
I just was thinking of that. I don't know what.
No, a lot of people, when they refer to me, they refer to me as the hippie mom.
By that, you know, I would mean that you look after other people.
Yeah.
You don't have a huge ego to feed.
Yeah. I'm talking, but I wish, you know, Stephen was talking as well because he really inspires me. A lot of times, people that I might not have the patience with, he has total patience for, and people that he doesn't have patience with, I have. So, you know, we're constantly telling each other, no, they need to be here. We need to have them here. You know, that kind of a thing. And we do not have managers at Payne's. We tried it for a little while and that didn't work. We don't have a hierarchy. We all work together. And if you need to be managed, this is not the place for you. And so that kind of just inspires everybody to work hard and work. And it's like a family. I love our employees. I love our family. It's really good.
So the presence of Taylor and Indiana Wesleyan just up the road, that means you get, it's an advantage, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this year is the first year we've had primarily Indiana Wesleyan students working for us. We're closer to Taylor, so in the past we've had more Taylor students working for us, but really, the people that have stayed the longest have been the locals, you know, young kids that have graduated and maybe they're not going to college and we've kind of taken them under our wing.
So you could be doing this in any place, like you said. I mean, this is the kind of place that I would think of in a college town, right? And you sort of are that way. You're okay with being right here.
We are absolutely okay with being right here. I mean, there's disadvantages to being in bigger cities, but we really could be anywhere. We just took a trip out to LA in October, and, you know, we went around to places looking for inspiration, but we really just went out there and thought, you know what? I think we're doing okay. You know, we're not looking to kind of take anybody else's ideas. We're just kind of doing our thing that's authentic to us, and lucky for us that it's working, but it's not an accident. It takes a lot of hard work. You know, my husband works probably 7 days a week still, but he manages to be home when the kids get home from school and reads to them every night, and so we just make it work, but it is very, very hard work.
Is there an advantage to being here? I mean, somebody described it to you as you're like an oasis in the middle of nowhere. Is there an advantage to that?
I don't know if it's an advantage to be away. In the beginning, we thought no, because we are on the interstate, so we didn't have the budget to put billboards all up and down the interstate like everyone else. So at first, it seemed like a bad decision, maybe. Maybe we are in the wrong place. But we persevered. We did everything possibly that we could do within reason to get business in. But most of all, I just think we took really good care of the people that came in the door. And then they went out and they told other people. And you have to do your time. And we did our time. And now in 10 years, we have wonderful customers that come back, and we still get new people. And the new people are just as excited. And when you hear them be so excited and they take pictures of the food, everyone takes pictures of our food. It's crazy. Everyone takes pictures of our food. And that's awesome. That gives you the energy to keep going.
She used to work in a diner. Never saw a woman look fine. I used to order just to watch her float across the floor. She grew up in a small town, never put her roots down. Daddy always kept moving, so she did too.
That's Jenny Payne, who runs Payne's Restaurant at the Gas City exit on I-69 with her husband Stephen. By now you may be thinking that half the charm of these one-of-a-kind places with good local food that become regional landmarks can be chalked up to the people who run them. These are great characters. Remember Sparky a few months ago? There are lots of fun, interesting places out there. When you've got fun, interesting hosts, well, then you've really got something. And half the fun of doing Indiana Weekend is having an excuse to go check them out. That's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Sean Ashcraft. Glad you could join us this time and hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com if you would like more information or have a suggestion. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Sean Ashcraft. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from Dillman's Furniture of Muncie, serving East Central Indiana with home furnishings from Flex Steel, Bassett, and Simmons Beautyrest. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss, here on Indiana Public Radio.